Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health can be.
To seek out
Janu.
New life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wreck the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell So Good. And in international
call. Hail, from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
Have any of you ever been to Africa, back to the motherland? There's nothing. I went to Zimbabwe. It's a new country, right? It's about 3 years old now. Because it used to be Rhodesia before they killed all them white motherfuckers. It's the only country I've ever been to. Black people kicked ass over there. 7 years, they killed motherfuckers, Jack. They happy, too. You walk down the street, they just smiling. Hello. Oh, they don't fuck with us no more, no. I was over there with some American brothers. We had a good time. We were sitting around talking about four Americans. We talked about 5 hours, man. Talking about some good shit, right? And an African man asked us, who was talking, he said, "What language do you speak at home?" You know, we looked at each other, you know, "What, English?"
"Everybody speak English, but what language you speak when you're home?"
One of the brothers looked at him and said, "Jive?" No, it's just a nice feeling. I know how white people feel in America now. Relax. Because when I heard the police car, I knew they wasn't coming after me. You know, I just lay in bed and say, "Must be going after some white person." But over here, man, you hear a police car, I don't give a fuck how sleepy you are, you will wake your ass up if you're black. Hey, you start thinking about shit you did.
"Well, they can't get me for that." "Well, I didn't do that. Fuck it, I'll go back to sleep."
I slept like a baby, man, in Zimbabwe. I was out in what they call the bush, right? I was out sleeping. I slept like a baby. I just knew the Ku Klux Klan wasn't going to rush in on my ass. Right? If they did rush in, they'd be serving something. Oh, there, boy. And every place I go, man, people want to come to America. They really do. I mean, they start talking about America, make your dick hard for America. You hear them talk, man, you say, "You got all that shit in America? I gotta get my ass back."
So you can eat 24 hours a day in America.
I say, "Yeah, you're right about that, Jack. If you got some money or a pistol, you can get something to eat. You can't stick up shit over there. After 10 o'clock, that shit is closed. Ain't nothing to eat, and don't be fucking around asking nobody, will you? Stick them up!"
"What you gonna stick up? We ain't got nothing. Why don't you go out the bush, fuck with them lions?"
And see, you go out there where them real lions are. I ain't talking about them lions you fuck with at the zoo. You know how you go fuck with the lion. "Hey, lion, motherfucker! Be throwing shit at it, lion. Be like, hey, you don't throw shit at them real lions, boy." And somebody always want to go up and fuck with the lions. Tourists always want, "Oh, George, stop here. Look at those lions. I've got to go stand next to them." Lions snap all the ass off of them. George be grinning and shit. "Want to try that again, dear? I didn't get that one." We saw a lion kill a water buffalo, two women lions, and the male lion come to eat, chasing them away, right? And we went to take a picture, right? And he didn't like it. And he bent down and picked the water buffalo up by its nuts. He picked it up by its nuts, threw it over its head, turned his ass to us. He was like, "Take a picture of that." " And you can be asleep at night, man, and you hear, like, the warriors come in from, the, like, the village people, people who live in the country. You hear them singing and shit. My way, your way, way. You've been in the hotel and shit. What's that? You get by the way, what the way? Come on, my boy, well, there's nothing to see. Come on, my boy, what? I'm a great one. Come on, John, John. That'd be beautiful, man. And white people start asking you questions then. What are they saying? What are they talking about? What's going on? Rich, you got any idea? What are they doing? There's 100 of them. What are they planning? Anything? I like to go, shh, shh. Pretend like I know what's happening, right? Keep it down. Keep it down. I think you better get back in your room, sir. This could be it. And men dance together. If you go to a party or something, the men ask you to dance and shit. First I say, wait, motherfucker. Oh. No, ain't no dancing shit. And men walk down the street holding hands. Dude, say, you guys walk down the street holding hands. I don't know if I could get behind that. He said, if Prime Minister Mugabe asked you to walk down the street holding hands, you get behind it. Okay, I think you're right. I'll be holding my ass up. Hey, come on. I just think about, like, South Africa going to be free soon. That's where white people just got 2 million white people, 22 million blacks. They can't hang. Because there's like a billion Africans waiting to march on them motherfuckers, right? The African man told me, said, we're going to ride the train to Johannesburg with my ass hanging out the window. We're going to have a big party. I want to be here for that shit. Only thing is, like, America helps them motherfuckers, right? We be sending them shit, napalm and shit like that. Help bomb black people. Fuck that. I don't understand sometimes what goes on with people. Because, like, here we are in the theater, we're getting along real good until we go out and the shit change. Because we can get along real great for a moment, then we can't, so that's insanity. We must be good all the time.
We will be getting started in just a minute. Have a few things to wrap up. Blessing you all with a little comedy from the late and great Richard Pryor. And that's how we're getting it in. Today is My Health, Your Health Monday. You know what I'm saying? Got to play a couple of songs because I'm doing a few things right now. You know what I'm saying? Getting ready to set it off up in her. But, you know, the party won't start until we all get in. So what's up, the old Sayonite? And we'll be getting started in just a few, people. Sit back, relax. Hope you ain't stinking, because we're talking about your ass today.
I'm sure I should, like, start the track off and say something really cool. Like, yeah. You know how rappers always start their song off, like, yeah, I can't even do that. Like, I'm whatever. Yeah. Oh, shit, I did it. I can't even verbalize how good I feel right now. That I think it does. I take a look at where I'm at, where I'm at. Close my eyes, I see space, go there and back. Unknown, friends saying come home, but I'd rather be a king sitting on the sun's throne. Think about it, they all say I'm hot, but if all of this stops, will I at all be on top? Should I even be afraid of rejection? Calling my cousin and she gave me direction. But was I made to accept it? Through the apocalypse, I'm the major exception. But I'm human, getting pissed at the little things. Frozen solid in my rain, winter breeze. I'm sorry, I'd rather make sense, but I want you to feel me. I don't have to make sense. Emotions conveyed through the sound of my voice. Make it now from a choice. I act on the act of finding a track to rap on. Don't even bother asking, I'm mad gone. I'm getting closer. Yeah.
closer I get, the more that I sit. The more I don't fit in your 4x6 flick. My story too fly, you gotta admit. The odds against me, but my vision won't quit. When they out to get me, I get sick quickly. They say, who your click be? Solo how he sent me. True story, they can't get with me. If they tried, they couldn't forget me. I'm it, B. I'm the beginning and what the end should be. I represent what could be, what would be. The road may get rough. You'll say, why me, Charles? Keep dreaming bigger than the I see. A child prodigy, now you're grown, an anomaly. Keep it rough, but in between, spread harmony. Harmony, harmony, harmony.
I gotta put my hat down real low on this one. Yeah. I got my black hat on, I got it down real low. I got my all black on right now. Yeah. Black Gucci Chuck Taylors, let's go. I'm so hood with it. Yeah. You know they say, can anything good come from the hood? Be Jackson, talk to him.
Yeah, I'm from the hood. North of the Scudderville, Hollywood.
Yeah.
I grew up on the street where they sold their goods. Pimps and players on the block, deep floors, mainly moving them rocks. But everybody from the hood ain't a thug. Ain't never went to jail, selling no drugs. That doesn't mean ain't done some wrong in my life. I went to church on Sunday and I still wasn't right. But all I'm trying to say, there's a better way. And I'm trying to show you Christ is the way. Lord, you've been so good to me. I want to tell everybody about you, Lord Jesus. God loves the hood, and if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, so throw your head in the air, let them know that you care. And if you love the Lord, say yeah. God loves the hood, and if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, let them know that you care.
If the last should be first, that mean the suburbs is after us. Say we from the hood and then everybody laugh at us. Even the local service from a hood called Nazareth. He came for the bad and ain't nobody bad as us. Then he came back for us just so we can rapture. The first should be last, so the hood can't let him back us up. Yeah, I said the hood can't let him back us up. Wait. Hold on, yeah, we said yes to his will, yes to his way. The day to that tomorrow provided him yesterday. We danced through the stars to step through them yesterday. It's good in the hood, everybody said, hey. So we leaned on the solid rock. God love the hood, I know he love my block, yeah. 45th and Lloyd Street. God love the hood, I know he love me.
God loves the hood, If you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, let them know that you care. And if you love the Lord, say yeah. God loves the hood, If you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, let them know that you care. And if you love the Lord, say yeah.
And I know Jay killed the auto-tune, but I'm just tuning up this auto, give me walking room. Yeah, they keep questioning where the love at. Well, God love the hood, show them love back. Yeah, they questioning where the love at. Well, God love the hood, now do you love them back? Huh? Do you love them back? Yeah, yeah, God love the hood.
Can't live with them, can't live without them. Yeah, one time for the ladies, man. Y'all mind if I tell the truth a little bit? just a little bit. Look here.
Can't live with it. I can't live with it. Can't live with it.
Damn, so can't live with it.
Can't live with it. I can't live with it.
Everything happens. we coming and we ain't gon' stop. If you get up in the way, then you will get popped. Put it down for the town that you claiming, homie. Then don't shave me my turf, I'ma keep it burning. East side of the state, man, home of the tank. If you try to get fucked, yes, you will get sprayed. These dudes around here, man, they don't play. They don't follow any rules, they do shit their way. Straight low records, man, we push it to the limit. We gon' keep on hustling till our money's to the ceiling. We rise till the motherfucking sun comes up. We gon' keep on pushing with them blunts rolled up. Gotta keep it gangsta, gotta keep it 100. Keep that shit moving, man, get your money. Claim your hood, rep your stash. Stack them dollars, cap them stash. Get it how you get it, man, live how you live. Only thing on your mind should be handling beer.
Always a gangsta, gangsta. Always on the grind, 24-7. And you know I gotta get mine. Smoking on a blunt and counting my bills. Tripping on my life, man, this shit is real. I got hoes, I got dollars, I got every drug you need. I even seen things that you'll never wanna see. Handling my business and you know it's a must. Trying to get in my way, you'll see the bottom of my truck. Don't even try to disrespect. Straight look records in the house and you know we breaking necks. We taking over the scene when we hit the building. The ladies all chucking and I got the feeling. Buying out the bar, that's what I do best. When you're a boss in your city, you can't settle for less. Handling your business and putting some work. And if a fool got problems, you better leave them in some dirt.
We rise till the motherfucking sun comes up. We gon' keep on pushing with them blunts rolled up. Gotta keep it gangsta, gotta keep it 100. Keep that shit moving, man, get your money. Claim your hood, rep your stash. Stack them dollars, cap them stacks. Get it how you get it, man, live how you live. Only thing on your mind should be handling beer. We ride for the city where the sharks reside. And I'ma keep on smoking if I got supply. SLR, bitch. Know the name, it's Straight Low Records, I won't say it again. Goofy Bone be the CEO, Bruce be the vice president. We handle biz, we handle biz. Like Master P, man, we bout it, fuck with our crew and we will get rowdy. Knock you on the ground, beat your fucking ass next time you think twice about fucking with us. If you come to the block, you better have a pass. You think you get a free gig, don't quick fast. I could give a motherfucker. I'ma keep this shit moving, keep this shit hot. San Jose, no trip, I got this shit on lock. We ride till the motherfucking sun comes up. We gon' keep on pushing with them blunts rolled up. Gotta keep it gangsta, gotta keep it 100. Keep that shit moving, man, get your money. Claim your hood, rep your stash. Stack them dollars, cap them stacks. Get it how you get it, man, live how you live. Only thing on your mind should be handling beer.
Y'all already know, man. That's the time, man. Handling biz. That's what we doing. We handling biz up in here today, man. My health, your health, Monday. Body odor is what we talking about. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Who they? My dog. You know what I'm saying? Going down. Manair, Sayanai.
Good morning, Smiley. How are you?
Yeah, man. I'm highly... can't be incriminating yourself. You know what I'm saying? I'm highly thinking. Yeah.
Ah, that's
right. Right. Shouts out to 186 Deuce. You know what I'm saying? Coming up in here early, man. You know what I'm saying? Taking a break out from the old Jabo. You know what I'm saying? That's my Blackskin homeboy. You know what I'm saying? Representing up there in San Jose, California. So big up to all the Californians out there. Shout out to Platinum Queens West, man. Popped on her show yesterday, you know what I'm saying? She holding it down real big for the Chili Chill and China interview. You know what I'm saying? China was one of the old members of the Lynch Mob. And, you know, I remember them back in the day. And, yeah, called in, had a good little convo with them real quick, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, invited everybody to come through. Check out the old showy show, and you know, we'll see how it goes. Yeah. But hung out yesterday on the show for a little bit, actually called in. He had some good little topics they was talking about. You know. Let me ask you something. Do y'all got a child support system?
Yeah, we got a child support system.
And how does that work?
Who? Which child support?
Oh, well, you ain't got kids, so it's like.
Which child support system are you referring to? The financial support you get when you have a child, or the support you can knock on to when a child's having trouble with their parents or something like that?
Okay. Well, do y'all have? Okay, well, I guess the question would be: do y'all have a lot of deadbeat dads?
I wouldn't know about it. I guess there are, but if it's more than in the rest of the world, I have no idea.
What I'm saying is, you know, is Dutch known for its family, you know, togetherness, or you know what I'm saying, single parents? Because, see, we got, you know, if you look at the headlines for U.S., you know what I'm saying, that the it's been a big rise in single parenting, you know what I'm saying, over the past... really 10 years, you know what I'm saying? It's been a lot of, you know, it's been an increase.
I guess the same goes for our country. It was more and more of family value and big families in the 60s, and that went down and down and down. It's now there are more single parents than 20 years ago. That's true.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. People all around the world, no matter where you go, we all going through the same shit. And I mean the same. Yeah. So we're talking about body odor today. You know what I'm saying? Everyone knows someone with a body odor problem, you know. But is it because they want to be funky, you know, want to be a funky person? Or is it a health-related problem, you know? So today's show is dedicated to the stinky people and finding a smell-good solution. That is the description. Of the show, Rang Your Ass, you know what I'm saying? And if you want to participate, please, anytime, call area code 347-237-5125. Again, that's 347-237-5125. And, yeah, we all the way live. You got any stank people in your family?
I got any stink people in my family?
Yeah, you know, like, y'all always got, like, one uncle or something. He just, every fucking family reunion, you know, get together, he just always smell like the brewery or something. You know what I'm saying? Always just, he might not even drunk a beer that day, but he still just reeks, you know what I'm saying, smelling like old beer and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn. You had a drink today?
Do I have a boring family? No, no.
Nobody, everybody smells good.
I guess so. What you define on good, there are also females that sprinkle more perfume than is needed, and yeah, that's just gross. When you can smell it from 30 meters across, she again.
Yeah, that's too much. And some of them be covering up the fact that they ain't took a damn bath and shit. The ladies, you're not men. Yeah. You have to wash your ass. Men need to, because we get the sour balls and all that smell, but, you know, we can go about 2-3 days, you know what I'm saying, with just some basic wipe off and be all right. Females can't do that. Yeah. And if you're with a woman that's doing that, yeah, you're probably just as dirty as she is, because you're laying with her. Yeah. All right, check this out. This comes from health911.com, trademark. And this is talking about body odor. There's a couple of causes, because people might not have known that, yes, there's an actual cause to body odor. You know what I'm saying? It's just not something that naturally happens. There are a few effects that can actually cause it. Conventional wisdom suggests that perspiration is the cause of body odor. However, perspiration by itself is basically odorless, but it is the bacteria and odors coming from other sources that are the real culprits. Yeah, didn't even know that. Anaerobic bacteria, which flourish when your body doesn't have enough oxygen, may well be the cause of your body odor. As the body's metabolism goes to work, it gives off odors, which is the body's way of ridding itself of waste products. And any imbalances in metabolism will result in stronger odors. And then, you know, since we're talking about waste products, you must consider toxins as a possible cause of body odor. In today's world, we are bombarded with toxins in our homes, food, and air that accumulate in the body when the organs of elimination cannot dispose of them. What the hell is that?
I have no
Do
idea.
Do you hear that? Loud
yeah.
ringing?
Yeah, I heard a little, not very loud. I hear static in the background changing.
Yeah, hold on a sec. Alright, how about that? Yeah, sounds a lot better to me, shit.
Yeah, it does.
Alright, here we go. And back to the mighty porn. The mighty porn. I had to find it. Man, I was looking for some more porn music, but the ones they got on the soundboard kind of suck. They don't sound good as this one, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the problem
not
porn-y. Is... You can't really turn on the porn channel and record it from there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because then you get all the, yeah, we don't need all that. Yeah, it's in some instances. depending on what porn you're watching, you will hear some howling going on. But I'm not going to go there. Yeah. Since we're talking about waste products, you must consider toxins as a possible cause of body odor. Today we're bombarded in our homes, blah, blah, blah. The liver and intestines may be clogged up, causing odors to emanate from the body. So we suggest a thorough detoxification program by cleansing the liver, kidneys, and colon. At some point in the future, we will have a complete section on this very important process. Yeah, how to properly clean yourself out. Prunes, a whole lot of fiber. Pretty much both of those will clean you right on out. Prunes, if prunes don't do it, something wrong. If you don't eat no prunes or drink some prune juice, and that shit don't get you running to the bathroom, you might want to be going to the hospital. Yeah, because your ass is fucked up. Dietary imbalances resulting in constipation or a deficiency of magnesium or zinc may be other causes of body odor. Yeah. Because of a person's body chemistry, some people who eat large quantities of meat or who are vegetarians have a very distinctive body odor, which can be quite offensive. And I'm telling you, I smell some so-called natural people. And, yeah. That's an unnaturally natural odor. Shit. The unnaturally natural odor. Shit. But some individuals cannot metabolize foods containing large amounts of choline, such as eggs, fish, liver, and legumes. Legumes, whatever the hell that is. The result is a... Huh?
That sounds nasty.
Yeah, legumes. Like, what is legumes?
Sounds like an animal, like one of those reptile thingies.
Let's find out, people. Let's go in on the lagoon. Uh-oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Fuck that, my bell. Where is it? Lagoons. Okay, here we go. All about education here, people. All about education. All right, let's see. List of legumes. And what are legumes? A legume is, in botanical writing, is a plant in the family, Fabaceae, or a fruit of these specific plants. A legume fruit is a simple dry fruit that develops from a simple carpel.
Oh.
Okay. Never heard of it?
Yeah. Like, okay. Well, they have a list of foods that are legumes. I thought they did. What the, is that? Where's the list at?
Was it an egg stew?
What's this?
And is that egg white or the yellow? I guess that's egg white.
Let's see. It's in legumes, expert articles. Here we go, people. Got something coming for you. Let's get a little jazzy. I guess we'll get a little jazzy up in here real quick. And then we'll do that. Legumes. Well, what is a legume? I just explained what a legume is. But legumes are found in beans, beans and other healthy legumes. Beans, lentils, and other nutritious legumes are the best sources of lean vegetarian protein. Legumes are made up of high quality carbohydrates that are rich in vitamins, minerals, and fiber. Soybeans are legumes. Other foods in the legume family include navy beans, kidney beans, string beans, peanuts, and many people are allergic to more than one legume. Yeah, I know a lot of people. Well, not a lot, but I know some people that are allergic to peanuts.
Oh, I know somebody that is very allergic to peanuts. And at work, we were doing a commercial for some jelly beans. And that contained peanuts, and he didn't know. He swallowed one, just one. We had to rush him to the hospital because his neck began to swallow, and he was had trouble getting breathing. So that wasn't fun.
Damn. Damn. Game, people.
A single peanut, and he could die.
Hell yeah, that shit will fucking kill you. If you are one of these people, cut out these products. The result is a fishy smell. So if you're one of these people, cut out these products and see if this is the cause of your odor. Certain foods and drinks such as onions, of course, garlic, of course, curry, of course, certain spicy foods, coffee and alcohol, of course, are also prime causes. Because anybody with alcohol on the breath knows that their breath smells like a whole 500 pounds of ass. And I don't
There's something else you don't know. If you smoke a weed, and I mean a fair amount of weed, you are able to smell that from your sweat, from your body odor.
Well, yeah, I mean because it. Well, I'm gonna get into that. But yeah, that is correct. Fried and baked goods may contain rancid fats and oils that lead to body odor. And sweat glands or apocrine glands under the arms and in the groin secrete a substance that is the major non-food or drink-related cause of body odor. This substance, which contains protein, carbohydrates, and lipids, often secreted by a surge in sex hormones, getting horny people, caused by tense moments or emotional stress, is quickly attacked by bacteria causing odor. Also, today children are starting puberty much earlier, and this change in hormones may lead to body odor in children younger than previously. Estrogen dominance, often caused by petrochemical products, may trigger the earlier puberty. Drinking sodas out of plastic bottles is one of the leading causes of estrogen dominance. Drinking sodas out of plastic bottles is one of the leading causes of estrogen dominance. Now, think about how many parents, especially here in the United States, where Coca-Cola is the number one fucking drink, you know what I'm saying, that motherfuckers drink here, Coca-Cola and Pepsi, which really they both should be the same fucking company because it ain't no difference, you know what I'm saying? One's a little bit sweeter than the other one, but both of them contain caffeine. Both of them got a lot of fucking sugar. You know what I'm saying? And really, man, one of them ain't good for you. Yeah. So, and both of them always run specials on 2-liter Cokes You know what I'm saying? And all that shit is in plastic bottles. You know what I'm saying? Six packs of 20-ounce sodas. You know what I'm saying? People suck that shit up. And really, it'd be 102 degrees outside, and you'll find a dumbass running into the store grabbing a fucking soda, thinking that, you know what I'm saying, that's going to quench his thirst. People, that is the worst thing to ever drink when it's hot outside. It's soda.
I enjoy soda, but what I do when I'm thirsty is I put my head under the water crane first, sip as much as I can from that, and then I take a sip of soda just for the taste of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to ruin it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's smart. That's smart. I didn't think about that. Some people take the soda and then, you know, dilute it with water and, you know what I'm saying, drink it that way. But, you know, really, hell, the shit you're drinking is majority water anyways. I mean, that's what soda is. It's just water with a bunch of carbohydrates and crap in it. You know what I'm saying? But it's still water. So if you drink a lot of water, like he's saying, and then take the taste, get the sip, you know what I'm saying? That does sound, you know, a lot more healthy.
And cheaper, too.
Oh, who the hell is Mr. Anonymous Troll?
Oh, shit, that's what I'm talking about. It's going down, people. It's going down. Uh-oh.
Bridge to Captain Kirk.
We are. Lower your shield and surrender your ships. We will add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own. Your culture will adapt to service us. Resistance is futile.
That's what I'm talking about. Shout out to Miss Anonymous Troll, you know what I'm saying?
Day to die.
Hey, hello.
Yeah.
Are you here, man?
Hey, welcome to the show. Hold on, man.
No way. Babies are too much of a gamble. Who wants to risk having a baby that's slow or ugly when you can order one off of the internet? I love babiesovernight.com.
That's right, babiesovernight.com. 9 months is too long to wait for happiness. And if you aren't completely satisfied with the baby you receive, dispose of it carefully, and we'll send another. Don't ruin your body for someone that's going to hate you in a few years and steal money from your purse.
I love babiesovernight.com.
Babiesovernight.com. Your new bundle of joy in a box overnight. Guaranteed.
Oh, that's you. I'm like, what the f*** is that? I'm hearing a beep. That's you on the damn chat room and shit. I don't know. I ain't know what the fuck was going on.
Whoa,
all right, Mr. Troll, what's happening?
Yeah,
Mr. Anonymous Troll up in here, people.
You are talking with Eternal, with Eternal.
You did who? You did it with the bad dude. I'm going to give you some porn music, people. Hold on, let me give you some porn music, man. Hold on, let me turn my porn music on, brother. Hold on, let me get the porn going. There we go, get the porn going. There you go, what's happening? Welcome to the show, man. It is My Health, Your Health Monday, Body Odor. You coming to stink the place up or what?
Thank you. Come on, come on, come on.
Where we going?
Lick my balls.
Oh, yeah? Well, hey, brother.
Speak a cactus up my ass. Speak a
cactus. You came on the right show, man. You definitely came on the right show. You know what I'm saying? We lay some down.
Cactus. Speak a cactus up my ass.
Hey, guys. Hey, you.
You speak when fucking spoken to, okay? This is not fucking high school, motherfucker.
No, it doesn't all right. Make it all.
Fuck him. He's an asshole.
Hey, Mr. Anonymous.
He's coming off on us like some... schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Oh, man. Welcome to my show, goddammit. Yes, I welcome all prank calls up in this motherfucker, man. Hell yeah. 347-237-5125. Please call. Make me a part of your summertime. This is the right show for you. Welcome to the Starship Smelly Prize. We is going in. You was riding out with your host, Captain Smell So Good, and my international co-host, Mr. Cyanide, out of the Netherlands. And we host it down real big like this, man. So, yeah. Matter of fact, let me get you some good Puerto Rican music. There you go. There you go. You like that good mariachi music, don't you? What's up, Mr. Anonymous?
Hi.
You know how to dance mariachi?
Yeah.
Pow, pow. Pow, pow.
Pow, pow.
Hey, let me tell you something, Mr. Anonymous.
Let's get one thing straight, actor. I don't trust you. And if you betray us, I'll rip your fucking balls off and stuff them up your ass so that the next time you shit, you'll shit all over your ball. Got it?
And we're back to mariachi land. All right, people. All right, Miss Anonymous, you're not fun, man. You kind of suck. I got better prank callers than you, man. You absolutely suck.
Yeah, they call into the show and not even speaking proper English. Come on, I speak
better.
You know
what I'm saying? Yeah. Most prank callers, they get, you know, the curse words out real quick. I got more curse words than you. What kind of prank call is that? What? I tell you what, Mr. Anonymous, now you get a prank call, you got to sit on the line and listen to us educate you. That's your punishment. You sit there, buddy. That's what you do. All right, check this out, people. There may be underlying causes of excessive sweating, such as low blood sugar, liver disease, diabetes, parasites, metabolic dysfunctions, menopause, or emotional distress, anger, fear, and excitement. Excessive sweat may be on the forehead, palms, soles of the feet, or the underarms. They actually have a section with suggestions on how to help with that problem. Some other possible, basically take a bath, people. Yeah, that's parental, that's a parental tip. Take a bath. Some other possible cause of body odor is kidney disease, liver disease, fungal infections, and refined sugar, which feeds bacteria and fungus on the skin. Here are some tips for you, Mr. Anonymous Troll. For excessive underarm odor, which apparently you have because you're calling into this show, try using a mild solution of hydrogen peroxide, approximately 3%, that is cheap and can be picked up at the pharmacy. Put a teaspoonful in a glass of water and wash your underarm. I can smell you through the phone. If that doesn't work, increase the amount of peroxide. And since toxic overload may be one of the causes, try taking steam baths or saunas frequently as part of an overall detoxification program. Please do not come to any gym that I am at and sit your stinky, smelly ass in the steam bath or sauna. Talking about you are detoxifying. That will be a no-go. Yeah. Going down real big, man.
You want another tip?
Huh?
You want another tip?
Again, yeah, what's up?
Against sweaty feet, always make sure you have new shoes, proper shoes. If your feet shoes are getting older, you will get sweaty feet eventually. Ditch them out and get new ones, please.
Well, I'm ex-military, and that's one thing they did tell us, you know what I'm saying? The most important thing about taking care of your body, people, is your feet. You know what I'm saying? You know, all in your head, you know what I'm saying? Keep your head covered because that's where your energy comes, leaves from, and your feet. And you always got to keep your feet properly, taken care of, dry. Because if you keep wet feet on, you know what I'm saying, that'll lead to gangrene, you know what I'm saying? At least all that old funky shit that gets on your feet, and you don't want that. And believe you me, I've seen soldiers take their fucking boots off, and their feet look like they about to get cut off and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because they didn't properly change their socks out every day like they dumbass should have. Which leads to subsequent body odor, too. Because if you're not taking care of your feet, you're not taking care of the rest of your body. And, yeah, basically, fuck that.
Yeah, and the bad odor rises from the floor up.
Yeah.
So, feet smell everybody. Like
If you have the Godzilla feet, we don't need to be fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and call Mr. Anonymous real quick, y'all. Y'all hold on. Hello, Mr. Anonymous. Oh, he's still out screaming, huh? Rather put that troll out the window. Man, I love this show. You know what I'm saying?
Is this the first prank caller?
Yeah, I mean, first official prank caller. You know what I'm saying? The other one called in. No, that was on Miss Computer Lady show. So yeah, I didn't even get to. That was on another show.
You know, if you get prank callers, that means you're popular. So we should give a positive awards to ourselves now. We are
popular. Hey, what? We got a fucking positive award. Wow. Hell, thank you, Stein, man. You get a fucking award for ourselves, man. You know, people, we don't get awarded, you know what I'm saying, too often here on our own show. But, you know, I guess we have reached a level of popularity. That is not a word, but we come up with our own shit here. So, hey, take it how you feel. Talking about. Congratulations, brother. Congratulations, man.
Thank you. You too.
All right, people. Yeah, let's keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? Here we go. Got some, well, what the hell am I? I'm not even in no. Oh, yeah. We are talking about Bollywood. Okay. Well, check this out. Lifestyle changes. Got a wellness program. There are certain lifestyle changes to make if you have constant problem with body odor. Occasional problems can be treated if you know the cause. Got a little program of daily bathing. Yeah, changes in diet and changes in clothing. Just because you go and take a bath and then put back on the same five-week-old outfit that you had on. Yeah, that's not curing your body odor. Or just because you go and take don't take a bath for a week and keep putting on fucking clean clothing over top of it. That's not covering up the body odor. You know what I'm saying? The funk is still going to rain through. Putting on 12 pounds of goddamn perfume and now you smell it like ass and dead roses. Yeah. That's not a good combination. You know what I'm saying? So, people, proper hygiene is what we're talking about here. Washing your ass. Yeah. Bathing. Top of the list. Bathe daily to remove bacteria from your skin, especially the armpits and groin area where the bacteria is most prevalent. Scrub the armpits with a soapy washcloth, as that will work better to remove the bacteria than just soap on your hands. And deodorant soap is preferable as it helps fight bacteria more than regular soaps. So if you have a serious odor problem, soak for 15 minutes or longer in a tub of water with 3 cups of tomato juice added. And don't forget, tomato juice works on you and your pets if you have been skunked. That's what they tell you. If you ever got sprayed by a skunk, they sit your ass in a tub of tomato juice. You know what I'm saying? And that'll get the smell off. I've personally not been stupid enough to be standing behind a goddamn skunk while he's putting his tail in the air. But, hey, there have been people out there that have done it. So, yeah. Matter of fact, do they got skunks in the Netherlands?
Yeah, I guess so. Let me take a look at that.
Yeah, that you know, I don't know the geographics of certain animals, you know what I'm saying? So I would wonder.
We have similar creatures, but I don't know if the skunk really exists over here. Let me find it on Wikipedia.
Well, this is how we do, people. We just don't give you just blatant information, all right? We look up the information to make sure the information is correct. That's the only proper way of reporting, which, of course, we don't report. We just give you some funny shit, you know what I'm saying?
No,
cool
no.
Facts.
They are living on North and South America and Southeast Asia, so not in Europe.
Okay, not in Europe. Probably too cold, you know what I'm saying? The temperature,
It depends where you go to. If you're in Spain, south of Spain, that's pretty warm.
Yeah, definitely anywhere down there. Shouts out to all of our absent guests today, Heavenly Angel, Alex Jacks, Alexander, 84, Florida UFOs, Prophet Jackal, Easy Rider, somewhere floating around there, Miss Computer Lady. Let's see who else also normally hangs out on the show. Platinum Queens West. Who else? I think that's pretty much it. So, okay, here's the good jazz started. So we keep this moving. Talking about your clothing. Yeah, people. Clothing is an area many people overlook. Yeah. Loosely fitting clothes allow the body to breathe better than tight clothes. Or like these punk-ass little, dumb-ass-looking little jits nowadays with these fucking tight jeans on and shit. Nut huggers is what the fuck we used to call them. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, take those nut huggers off. Yeah. Pants all hugging your nuts. That's not cool. The perspiration escapes and doesn't become a breeding ground for bacteria. The type of fabric is also very important. Synthetic fabrics for shoes and other and clothes don't allow the body to breathe. So use all natural fabrics and wash your clothes often. Washing clothes once a month? Yeah. When you only have 2 weeks worth of clothes? Yeah. Something's not right right there, people. Something's not right. Yeah. But I have friends that are like that. That is why I'm having the Smelly Show. Yes. This is dedicated to all my friends who hang around me, who I have directly talked to, but just still can't seem to get this picture that, hey, you need to wash your fucking ass. Damn. Stop putting on the damn clothes straight out the motherfucking dryer that only been in there for two spins and shit. You know what I'm saying? You got friends like that put on damn clothes and they smell like sour apples and ass. Just put on wet clothes. You know what I'm saying? Don't let the clothes fully dry so they smell damp. You ever sit next to a person like that?
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? Like, go stand out in the sun and dry the hell out or something. Take your pants off. Let the bitches dry first. Wave them in the air. You know what I'm saying? Geez, your naked cowboy can get away with it. So, hey, they're not going to arrest you. All right, let's get to your dietary. How about that? Dietary changes are also very important in eliminating various sources of odor. Certain foods such as meat, onions, garlic, exotic spices, and drinks such as coffee and alcohol can lead to body odor, which we you know, shit, we own somebody drinks coffee every day. Somebody drinks some kind of alcohol every day. Somebody is eating some kind of onion, garlic, or meat product on a daily basis, you know. And, yeah, so really we all just walking cesspools of funk. Damn, man, Mr. Anonymous hung up. Shit. I had the line open, you know what I'm saying? I guess he wasn't, didn't want to be that friendly. Fuck, man, the show didn't let me say fuck ass. They were saying it more than me. Yes, people, we love the prank callers. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Skype, too. Thank you, Skype, because without Skype, man, we wouldn't be able to get the amount of prank calls that we're currently going to be getting. You know what I'm saying? So, thank you, Skype. Yeah. Try eliminating these from your diet for a week or two and see if this makes a difference. Although you can usually smell your own body odor, or BO, if it is from your armpits, many people don't realize they have general body odor because they have been accustomed to it. Yeah. Have someone you can confide in do a smell test. Yeah. Before and after you start eliminating certain foods. That may be the only way you will find out. Hey, man, I stopped eating onions today, man. Smell my breath. Oh, my bad. Oh, I just ate some Limburger cheese. My bad. Motherfucker. next wedding, people, as mentioned above, you know what I'm saying, excessive sweating may have underlying causes, so it is wise to be diagnosed to see if you have a medical problem. Women going through menopause and perimenopause may experience bouts of sweating accompanied by terrible body odor. The sweating may occur even when the woman is not warm. We'd like to thank Sue Birkenstock for this tip and the remedy she suggested as being quite effective, mentioned below. Are baby wipes, vinegar, and bauxite crystal deodorant. Bauxite is B-A-U-X-I-T-E, crystal deodorant. I've never heard of that, but it's probably for women. Caffeine and medications may also be the cause of your sweating. Reduce your caffeine intake and note if there are changes when you stop taking medication. Yeah, pretty sure of that. It's a good one. Last but not least is the dun-dun-dun effector of us all, tobacco. Well, not all of us, but us potheads. Tobacco use is a major cause of body odor. Yeah, not only does it come back through your lungs, but it comes through the skin, and it probably mixes with other elements of your body's chemistry to create a distinct odor. And if you stop smoking, it may take several weeks for the body to get rid rid itself of odor-causing substances. Also, especially cigarette smokers, it takes too goddamn long to get that stink-ass cigarette smoke or cigar smoke. Cigarette smokers and cigar smokers, I mean, have the most ruined clothing out of anybody who wears clothing, period. I mean, even pot smoke, it'll stick in the clothes or stick in, you know what I'm saying, your car or something for, you know, a couple of hours or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But if you leave the windows open, that shit'll be gone. You won't smell it.
Yep.
Tobacco? Cigarettes? That stays in your car for like 2-3 months.
Did you ever open a computer of somebody that's lived in a small room for multiple years and had smoked and smoked and smoked in that thing? The computers are brown inside.
Damn.
That's gross. That's nasty. That's really
honestly, I've experienced that. You know, cleaning people's computers, and you know, it's people, but like you, people that leave their computers on all the time too. You know what I'm saying? It sucks up a lot of that dust. But then, you're talking about, you know, cigarette is getting all that tar. The tar mixes in with all the, you know what I'm saying, that smoke. Yeah, and then it cakes itself on wherever it can sit down at. And then the majority of players people do not pay attention to is your computer. So if you wonder why your computer be making a loud noise, you know what I'm saying, and it sounds like it's about to take off or explode, you might want to look at the back of it and see how dirty it is. Because that fan on the back that is keeping it cool is most likely congested with a bunch of dust and crap all over it. And that is caused from heavy smokers, pollinated areas, or people that leave their doors open all the time, that go in and out the doors, and it picks up all that outside dust and, you know what I'm saying, pollen and all that crap. So that's what you find a lot in computers, too. Bam. Being that we're a computer, you know what I'm saying, geeks, yeah, we do know that. Service your shit, people, all right? Dirt will cause your computer to crash. Yes, if it cannot breathe, your computer is just like your body. It is a living organism. Shouts out to Heavenly Angel for dragging her ass up in here. Thank you. And she must have been by somebody with some body odor. Couldn't get by him, huh? All right, check this out. We're going to give you some supplements, and then we're going to get into some remedies for all the stinky people out there. Yeah. I smell ya. Chlorophyll. 1 or 2 chlorophyll tablets or chlorophyll liquid taken with each meal may also help, as chlorophyll is a great deodorizer. Didn't know chlorophyll was ingestible, but... alrighty then. Magnesium. Take magnesium supplements or augment your diet with food sources high in this important mineral. between 200 to 500 milligrams of magnesium have been recommended. You will have to try different doses until you get the amounts that are right for your body. Vitamins, period. A high-potency B vitamin, 50 milligrams or higher, when combined with magnesium, will help reduce certain sections that can be a cause of odor. Make sure you're getting 100 milligrams of PABA and 100 milligrams of B6. I don't know what PABA is, but go out and ask somebody about it. I'm pretty sure they can tell you. Also, zinc. If you have body odor, try taking zinc tablets. Zinc plus magnesium will help balance your body's metabolism and reduce the case of bad odor. Studies have shown that taking 30 to 50 milligrams daily will dramatically reduce certain body odors, although you may need less. Zinc may also reduce perspiration and sweaty feet. However, it is wise to go above 15 milligrams only with a doctor's supervision, as zinc may interfere with the absorption of copper, another essential trace mineral. Wow. You don't even know you had copper in you. I didn't. We're worth something, people. We're actually worth something. Oh. My bad. Am I still breaking up? Is it me?
Yeah, for me you are, but I don't know if that's my Skype or that's you, so I'm asking in the chat room. It's me. Then I'll hang up. I'll call back.
Oh, could be me, man. Could be freaking system, man. Old freaking network. Just freaking sucking, man. But, hey, I don't know. All right. Got some good old American, well, excuse me, not American, because, these are just household remedies. These are just basic household remedies that people have tried, and I guess they've worked. You know what I'm saying? Work for them. And I will share them with you. Number one at the top is alcohol or witch hazel. Yeah, good old witch hazel. That's what the hood uses. You know what I'm saying? Wipe your armpits with alcohol, white vinegar, or witch hazel instead of deodorant. Don't know about wanting to smell like vinegar. Yeah. You can try some alum. A-L-U-M. Try using a crystal rock made from the mineral salt potassium alum instead of a deodorant. It won't keep you dry as an antiperspirant will, but they clog your sweat glands and contain aluminum chlorohydrate, which may lead to future health problems. Okay, so why would you want to use alum? Alrighty then. Apple cider vinegar. Eliminates underarm body odor when used in place of deodorant because it reduces the pH of the skin and bacteria can't live in the areas with low pH. White vinegar is also helpful. Place some on a cotton ball and apply it to the underarms instead of deodorant. The vinegar smell is gone in minutes and you should be smell free all day. Wow. I didn't know that one. Baby powder. Yeah, use baby powder or talc, T-A-L-C, in areas of heavy perspiration. Yeah, they sell a lot of Scholl's cream and back up again. Gotta love that funky jazz, man.
Thank you.
That's you, brother.
Sounds much
is
better.
Is
it
there?
Yeah, I am. Can't you hear me?
No.
Alrighty.
For a second.
Alrighty.
Alright, I hear you. Okay, baby wipes or towelettes also work, but the results may be temporary, which they are because baby wipes don't contain anything that keeps you dry. Baking soda, which is the old school what we grew up on, and I have actually went back to for a period of time because deodorants seem to cause bumps under my arms after I get a little reaction to them. So I kind of switch up. I might do a week of baking soda and then a week of actual deodorant. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, flip it up. I like the fragrance, but then I think the fragrance is what actually causes the bumps. So you got to be careful about that, people. But good old baking soda is the odor-eating standby. Can it be used instead of deodorant? Just apply the powder to the to your dry armpits. It will kill bacteria and help absorb perspiration. Cornstarch can also be used instead or mixing with the baking soda. Yeah, don't go spraying the stuff that you get out of your can, you know what I'm saying, that you spray on your clothing. You don't want to be using that. Yeah. You don't want to use starch, people. You know what I'm saying? No. Oh, I thought you were talking about starch. I put starch in with it. Yeah. Corn starch, not starch. Starch is used to make your clothes harden to a crisp knife feel, and you don't want to put that on your underarm. Yeah. Bauxite crystal deodorant works very well at controlling underarm odors. Parsley or alfalfa. Chewing parsley, alfalfa, and other leafy greens will help neutralize body odor, probably because of the odorizing effect of the chlorophyll. That's cool. Radishes. Juice about 2 dozen radishes, add 1/4 tablespoon of glycerin, and put in a squirt or spray top bottle, and use as underarm deodorant or to reduce foot odor. Damn. Rosemary is an antibacterial herb. Put 8 to 10 drops of the essential oil in 1 ounce of water and apply it where needed. Didn't know that one. Sage. Herbalists suggest drinking a cup of sage tea daily to reduce sweat gland activity. This is especially true for those who perspire excessively due to tension. Use 11 to 2 and 11. What the heck is that? Oh, my bad. Shoot myself in the head. Use 1.5 teaspoonful of dried sage or 2 tea bags in 1 cup of water. Steep for 10 minutes and drink in small doses throughout the day. Fresh sage leaves blended with tomato juice has been found to be very effective. You also have tea tree. Tea tree is an antibacterial herb. Make a deodorant by putting 2 drops of the essential oil into 1 ounce of water and apply where needed. And these are all very, very inexpensive things that you can try. Towelettes or baby wipes, useful when a tense moment surges the sex hormones, which produce fluid under the arms and around the genital areas. That, when combined with bacteria, causes odor. You also got turnip juice. Ugh, that doesn't sound good, but yeah. Turnip juice will reduce underarm odor for up to 10 hours. Yeah, grate a turnip. Squeeze the juice through cheesecloth so that you have 2 teaspoons full. Wash your armpits first and vigorously rub 1 teaspoonful on each one. If I find any of my friends using turnip juice, yeah, I will be probably talking to you like, what are you doing? Yeah. Shouts out to Torque 64 and old Prophet Jacko popping up in here, man. Did I tell you everybody pops in right before the nutty news? All right. You know you guys don't love this show, man. You just love my news. Oh, man. Gotta love that one. Then you got wheatgrass. Take 500 milligrams of wheatgrass daily on an empty stomach and wash down with a glass of water. The chlorophyll will dramatically reduce body odor. Never heard of wheatgrass, but
maybe
I'll take the other grass.
We should try it with just wheat, 500 milligrams a day. Hey, we're already doing that. Wait up.
You know what I'm saying? Well, I don't feel no chlorophyll. It's working like chloroform, you know what I'm saying? Weed works like chloroform. It might put you to sleep, but, you know, I don't know. I didn't feel really, you know, stinky after I woke up either, so I don't know. It might have worked. Yeah. Last one, but not least, is homeopathic. Cilicia. Homeopath. Recommend dissolving 3-6 times tablets of the tissue salt cilicia under the tongue each morning and evening to knock out odor. Okay, I don't know what cilicia tablets are, but yeah, you can go and find those out.
I bet that's some herb or something.
Yeah, cilicia, something like that. All right, people, and don't forget, you know, on this show, man, we're all about, you know, preserving the fine artifacts of life, and yeah, so we're still trying to
save the clock tower. Save the clock tower.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
You know, man. And on that note, before we get into the nutty news, man, we're going to go ahead and go back in time a little bit. This is old Fobak from the 85 classic Back to the Future, people. This is Huey Lewis in the news. Hello.
Flaming Mouse.
Yes, I'm looking for a friend of mine.
Last name Jazz, first name Hugh.
Nah, hold on, I'll check. Hugh Jazz. No, somebody check the men's room for a Hugh Jazz.
I'm Hugh Jazz.
Right back after this, people, we'll get into another news of the day. This is My Health, Your Health Monday. Body odor. Yeah, smells so good.
Getting on, is you ready to go? Let's ramble.
What I'm about to
shit to y'all. It's real controversial. I ain't get arrested for terror, y'all. The truth was under the White House. Dude, we see the history reflecting back on the words that we track. In fact, what's up with that? Lies, deception, to build a great nation. I know in case I have a little damn vision. All my rights, really my rights, or do I have to fight tonight? I hope to God I have the mic. A revolution grows near. A lot of y'all fear from what goes on, from within the sphere. I just forgot I have the mind. A revolution grows near. A lot of y'all fear from what goes on, from within the sphere. Hope y'all ain't know they got nukes in the sky, ready to go. Shit getting hard, is you ready to go? Let's ramble. Hope y'all ain't know they got nukes in the sky, ready to go. Shit getting hard, is you ready to go? Let's ramble. From the masses, that's the bomb slowly drop like molasses. I see the molasses, you know what a blast is. I say don't panic, we gon' handle it. We're damaged, eating sandwiches. Are you down with this? They're that town with Chris, there's no deal. Head for the hill, blunt don't steal. Once they kill, that's so real. But I'm so real, blast to kill, fast to kill, last to kill.
Rambo, let's get ready to go, people. Y'all know what time it is up in this. What time is that? Oh, yeah. Time for another news of the day, people. You know what I'm saying? Nutty News is brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com. All your wild, weird, and crazy. Completely nutty news. But what I'm going to do is first start out with something not so nutty. Actually, I gotta flip this damn phone up again. Alright. Yeah, that shit. I don't know where the hell that damn little humming be coming from, but it pisses me off too. Yeah. Alright, let me bring in Mr. Sayanai and we'll get this thing crack-a-lacking. Alright, Heartbeat! Oh, I love that.
Ha, I was prepared for that one.
Oh, shit. Damn.
You should have
I know he'd be having his, I know he'd be having his headphones on. That's why, you know, I'll be trying to, you know, hit him with the heart beam. You know what I'm saying? Then he'd be going too slow and shit.
Timmy!
Get your ass out of the way, boy. Fuck ass, Timmy. It's all good, though. Much love to him. You know what I'm saying? All right, people, it's time to get into what we call the Nutty News of the Day, which is brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com. You know what I'm saying? For all your wild, weird, and crazy news from around the world. And I mean
the world.
Oh. Yeah, people, y'all going to be finding yourselves walking around being like, the world. Like, what? Goddamn smelly. Shit. Like me running out of breath. All right, man. Let's go. Can we connect it? Kit. Connect it? Cut. Or some shit like that. Connecticut. You know what I'm saying. Yeah. Where fertility center is fined for giving patient wrong embryos.
Right.
Yeah,
Okay, I guess we got to read into that one. A woman who sought help from a prominent Connecticut fertility center last year received embryos, but they belonged to another woman with the same last name. Okay. A lab technician only checked the last name on the container with the embryos and pulled the wrong ones from frozen storage. Procedure is to check the medical record number and last four digits of the Social Security number. That patient who received the embryos was informed of the error within an hour and decided to take the morning after pill to prevent the pregnancy.
Well,
I still don't understand, though. I mean, if it's a good embryo, you know what I'm saying? How can it be a wrong embryo?
It genetically doesn't belong to her, and I believe that has some emotional value to the mother. If they wouldn't have said anything, she might not have even noticed, but when it comes to a DNA testing later, it will show up, and that's kind of awkward. So I understand.
What?
If you have a DNA test later on to check if somebody is really your parent, it will show up that it isn't. So, valid reason.
No, this is what I'm saying. They're at a fertility clinic. They're at a sperm donor clinic. So, I mean, they're just getting random donors of sperm. So, I mean, how, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think so. Why would it say that? Doesn't it show more information if it was selected, if it was from family or something like that?
We got to read all into it. I ain't here for reading, man.
Well, we don't know enough then. But if you do something like that, you do that with somebody you know and that you care about, not in a romantic way, but that you know in a normal day life. You want it to be from somebody you know and not a complete stranger. So.
Oh, okay. So it's that's like, you know, like I'm gonna be the surrogate father and stuff. You know what I'm saying? But you know, but I'm not gonna sleep with you. You know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna go to the sperm bank, donate my sperm, and then you get my sperm and then put it up in you.
That sounds a little bit weird if you express it like that, but...
That's blood raw, I'm going to give it to you, you know what I'm saying? Shit. Hey, girl, look, check this out, girl. I'm a bust a nut in this cup, and then I'm going to take it on down to the bust a nut clinic, you know what I'm saying? Now, you go on in there, you drink the cup, you know what I'm saying? Well, don't drink the cup. I guess that came out wrong, didn't it?
that came in wrong.
Oh, man. Oh, sorry, people. Yeah. Let's get into mariachi. That always calms things down. All right, people. This is still getting too serious, man, because this is showing up in the nutty news. This is not the place for seriousness. But we are in the Washington Dicks on Chicks. And, Obama can shut down internet for 4 months. Boy, look at him, people. That's what I'm saying. Get ready to get your goddamn CB radios back up and running. You know what I'm saying? Get your ham radios back in effect. Get all the unregulated shit. Because all this regulated shit, you know what I'm saying, is just that. Bullshit. President Obama will be handed the power to shut down the internet for at least 4 months without congressional oversight if the Senate votes for the infamous Internet Kill Switch bill, which was approved by a key Senate committee yesterday and now moves to the floor. Despite the Center for Democracy and Technology and 23 other privacy and technology organizations sending letters to Senator Lieberman and other backers of the bill expressing concerns that the legislation could be used to stifle free speech, the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee basically, which is a made-up bullshit committee, passed in the bill in advance of a vote on the Senate floor. Yeah, so people, it doesn't matter if you send in a million fucking letters, all right? If these assholes, dicks on chicks, want to make up some fictitious kill switch bill, they're going to do it. They're going to pass it just like they did the faggot health care reform. And until us as Americans say, fuck it, and go ahead and get some fisticuffs going on, and you know what I'm saying, literally, I can't even, you know, say the overthrow government shit, you know what I'm saying, but it's got to be somewhere along that line. It's got to be somewhere along that line, people. It's going to happen. I don't give a damn what you say. It's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Marcus Garvey say when people's backs against the walls, that's when they're going to come out, you know what I'm saying, swinging. And best believe, my back has been against the wall. That's why I'm ready to knock anybody's ass out. Yeah. I would freak out, too. Torque 64, back on the sperm in a cup that we were talking about, you know, bust another cup. Yeah, maybe the baby would be smelly and it freaked her out. Well, maybe I would get freaked out, too, and give her the goddamn morning after whatever the hell. Yeah, baby, let me cook some fresh breakfast for you. You know, let me slip this goddamn medicine off in there real quick. Yeah, I got this fresh orange juice for you. Go on, hit that, girl. Go on, take a sip of that. Yeah, that's that good orange juice. That's that, vitamin D. You know what I'm saying? Right. All right, people, we got to keep this shit moving. We over here in Charleston, West Virginia, with good old KKK Senator. Yeah, the Ku Klux Klan Senator is dead at 92. How the hell do all these people make it to 92 years old? That ought to speak something about your state senate. You know what I'm saying? If you got a bunch of 80 to 90-year-olds running the goddamn senate, making decisions based on behalf, that is not a group of your peers deciding, you know what I'm saying, your futures and everything else about your future. And you got come on, people, this is your America. Yeah, Robert Carlyle Byrd, the longest-serving member of Congress in the United States history, who spent much of his career as a conservative Democrat and ended it by fiercely opposing the war in Iraq and questioning the state's powerful coal industry, died Monday. Yeah, he was 92. Byrd's political career was also dogged by his early membership in the Ku Klux Klan, which he said he joined mostly of its anti-communist position and the political connections he could make there. But in a 1945 letter to a segregationist U.S. senator, Byrd wrote that he would never fight in the armed forces alongside blacks and said he never wanted to see this beloved land of ours become degraded by race mongrels. Yes. And that is why we still have an open policy to allow foreigners and everybody else to bring their ass over here. So are those the mongrels that you're talking about, or is it the black people you're talking about that actually built this motherfucking country and all the improvement that everybody's living comfortably today? And I don't need to go back to goddamn June 19th to reiterate all of the goddamn inventions. Besides the good Dutch people who have created the CD, sawmills, and some other landmark inventions. Kudos to you guys. KKK. Kiss my ass. Anyways, back in still hanging around. Washington dicks on chicks. Yeah. That's D.C., people. If you're like, what the hell is he saying? Dicks on chicks, that's what they are. A bunch of dicks on chicks, you know what I'm saying? Justices extend gun owner rights nationwide. Congratulations. The Supreme Court ruled Monday that the Constitution's right to keep and bear arms applies nationwide as a restraint on the ability of the federal, state, and local governments to substantially limit its reach. In doing so, the justices, whoever they are, by a narrow 5-4 margin, signal that less severe restrictions could survive legal challenges. Justice Samuel Alito, writing for the court, said the Second Amendment right applies equally to the federal government and the states. Okay. Basically, people, you can still carry firearms. There you go. If there was ever a concern of not being able to, carry firearms, which I had to break it down to a dude one day. He was like, oh, man, we're going to lose our guns. Motherfucker, please. I got 8-year-olds in my neighborhood that's carrying guns in their waistside bigger than goddamn their body. How did they get the gun? What am I, black? Probably on that market called the black market. Yeah. If you're going into the pawn shop trying to buy a pistol to do a crime with, yeah, I smell an asshole. That's probably what you are. Guns are for illegal activity, not protection, people. You can believe that if you want to. If I get a gun, I'm probably going to use it illegally. And that's protecting myself against assholes. All right, 570. Oh, says what's up to you. Welcome to the building, 570. What's happening?
Hey, Smelly. Hey, Cyanide. It's Pork.
Good evening, Pork!
64! Welcome to the building. Are you 64 years old, bro?
I just turned 60.
Wow. That's what I'm talking
and
about,
not,
man.
Not that long ago. Talk, how long was that ago?
Oh, no,
yeah, we were celebrating your birthday the other day. Didn't Miss Computer Lady sing to you?
Yep, she did.
I'm not going to sing to you, brother. Sorry, but I'll give you an applause. How about that? Happy birthday, brother. All right. Enough of that.
Congratulations, Thor.
That's what I'm saying, brother. What's my happy birthday music? Hold on.
I never thought.
Time to party a little bit. We party for 0.2 seconds. What's up, G? I give nothing to say. It's my dog's birthday, and we about this, brother. All right, let me slow it down. Let me get to your speed.
Titties and beer.
Oh, man. Had to slow it down for my brother, man. Had to slow it down for him. Titties and beer. Titties and beer.
Titties and beer.
Everybody sing. Birthday cake, titties and beer. Birthday cake, titties and beer. That's what I'm talking about. Perfect combination, people. Birthday cake, titties and beer. If you don't have that, I don't know what you're doing at your birthday party. You know what I'm saying? Okay, people, breathe. Breathe. That's a good technique to do. It's my Help Your Health Monday body odor. Hey, Torque, you got any stinky people in your family?
Any what?
Any stinky people?
Stinky people?
You know, like you're like an old uncle or something that always comes around, you know, smells like he puked on himself all the time, and you know.
Let's say.
Or anybody hasn't wiped properly. You know what I'm saying?
I came from a pretty high-end, high-maintenance, pretty, look-at-me type family, me, not you type thing. And, I'm about the stinkiest one, I guess.
Wow.
Pretty smelly.
Why do we admit that hair on air?
What is that? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, sir, are you sure you wanted to put that out? You know what I'm saying?
Captain, I suggest... Captain, I suggest the Vulcan mind probe.
We've already got the answer. Hold on, people. All right, one, yeah, two, three, yeah. Four, five, six.
Yeah, damn right I like sucking toes. You tell them that.
Oh, like people.
Oh, hey, how you doing,
guys?
Who
it is.
I heard something about... I heard somebody was having a birthday with titties and beer. I'm here.
Yeah, well, that was the perfect combination. You know what I'm saying? With the titties and beer, but you know what I'm saying? You got to have a birthday cake. With
That's
birthday
awesome.
Cake, titties and beer, yeah. Preferably titties on top of the birthday cake with the beer.
Now you're talking my language. Sprinkle a little weed on the party, and we're down.
On top of the birthday cake, and then like.
Yeah.
What? We got a party, people. We got a party going
listen,
on.
Listen, I don't agree on that. A little weed?
Oh.
What's up with that? Come on.
A lot of weed.
Oh, my bad, people. You know, that's what happens when the marijuana kicks in. You know what I'm saying?
Cyanide's about to take the title from Rick Osman as the voice of reason. Good one, guys.
Hey, Jackal, Smelly Cyanide. I'll catch up with you a little bit. My lady just came in the door. I'm going to say howdy.
Oh snap! Hold on, I'll put the music on for her because I already know she needs it. I got you. I'm gonna hook you up, brother. Go ahead, man. I got you. Where's my
music?
I'm gonna hook up with some good music, people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The romance, the stone type music. You know that's how we do it here. So when she comes in, let me see here. Let me know because I'm gonna throw my music on for her. Let me see here. Where's my music at? Let me cue it up for her. Good old sexy music. Oh, sorry, people. That's my in-between workout music. You know what I'm saying? Do, 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 do. Do, do. Where is the stripper music? Did I say that out loud? Man.
That's the worst.
Trying to give him a proper walking in. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get the good stripper music going on for him. There we go. Is she in yet?
Now she's walking around the house, I hear.
Alright, here we go, people. Here she goes, she's walking around.
That's a huge thing.
Oh man, that was my favorite part, man. That's a huge bitch. Oh man, when that came out of nowhere too, I'm like, oh, that's a huge bitch.
Man,
I mean,
the best part is keep it in the circus.
Oh man, that was one of the ultimate. Well, no, when he played that movie where he got mixed up with all the animal body parts.
Yeah.
Did anybody see that movie? I forgot what the hell that was called.
The Animal. It's called The Animal.
The Animal. Yeah. Oh, man. Come on. People, that was like one of the... I mean, all the movies he done been in, he done played some funny roles. I ain't seen like a movie that sucked. You know what I'm saying? With him playing in it. He does some good roles. You know what I'm saying? Even Eddie Griffin, nasty. Tomato out the hot tub eating ass.
Oh, hey.
Hey, man whore.
So I love the part in the sequel when he's talking about the dude that everybody thinks he was trying to check out his penis. And he's like, can't a man just look at another man's penis without everybody thinking he's paying shit?
I was looking like yes, no. Yeah, yes, no. Yes, no. Shit. Alright, people, we gotta get back into it, man. We gotta get back into it. Alright. It's going over here to Columbus, Ohio. Shouts out to Miss Computer Lady. Where a lost cockatiel. Yes, back home. Maybe. The owners of a missing cockatiel who created a website and posted 4,000 signs looking for the bird obviously have too much time on their hands. Sorry about that. Say they found it 10 miles from home, they think.
Ed and Laurie Ward of Columbus are 95 to 98% sure the bird is their pet popcorn. Missing for a month, but are awaiting confirmation by Popcorn's trademark dance beside the family's microwave oven. Right.
Wow.
He's probably dancing from the radiation.
Yes.
That you're exposing him to. I don't think he's probably, it's probably why he's not dancing anymore. The bird's probably dead or went through enough chemotherapy. He's fucking stupid.
That bird became lunch a long time ago.
Oh, man. You put the bird by the microwave. Right. And it just so happened to accidentally climb up in the microwave. Mmm, I smell it. Oh.
Smells like chicken.
Smells like chicken. Go to Missouri, people. Good old Missouri. Where no booze, no nudity. At Missouri strip clubs?
Alrighty.
What kind of strip? What kind of... What? Missouri's strip clubs will have more clothing, reduced hours, and no alcohol. After August 28th, under a bill signed by Governor Jay Nixon. And that is an appropriate name, because he damn sure is Nixon some bullshit. It's likely, however, that the law, which regulates the clubs and other sexually oriented businesses, will face a legal challenge. A group of adult entertainment business owners has vowed to sue to stop the new law, much as they did in 2005 when a similar law was overturned in court as an unconstitutional infringement of speech.
Well,
probably because most of the lawmakers went to the strip clubs anyways, and they don't want to close down Tits and Tooters.
Can't blame
right.
them.
But I think a lot of strip clubs are going out of business anyway. I mean, more clothing, no alcohol.
I'm going down there.
You can just go to a bar and at least you have the same amount of clothing and alcohol, so...
Yeah, or you could come to Coco's Lounge down here in Tampa, and, yeah, the women are butt naked from the front to the back, and they're not stripping. They're fucking naked, showing their public hairs. Yeah.
Yes.
But, yeah, man, down here, shit, you don't know who is stripper. You know what I'm saying? Every woman butt naked in the damn club or half-dressed. You know what I'm saying? It's so hot. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I don't
we
think
have,
I complain.
We have lingerie parties quite often. That's by every night. You know what I'm saying? Waco, Texas. High school sweethearts marry 68 years later. Ought to give you an award just for that. Man, look at here. It's been more than 68 years since West High School sweethearts Carl King and Dorothy Stallings started dating. After decades apart, they got married Saturday in Waco, or should I say Waco.
Waco?
Yeah, it's Waco. The couple corresponded when King joined the Navy and was shipped out to the Pacific during World War II. When King returned to Texas in 1946, he and Stallings dated for two more years, but they broke it off. Why, after 68 years, you old want to get back together? Who cares? But hey, knock yourself out. Let's go to New Zealand. Oh, yeah, shouts out to Little Lola. Where trapped drunk driver opens another beer.
Of course.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Genius report.
Wow, people. Yeah. Paul Nigel Schneiden, 47, pleaded guilty to careless driving and drunk driving after being nearly three times over the legal alcohol limit in a district court in the city of Palmerston North. The Dominion News Post newspaper reported police found Schnedden, a former baker, trapped in his overturned Ford Laser. What the fuck is a Ford Laser? I don't know what that is, but drinking a can of beer after he failed to take a corner properly and crashed through a wooden barrier, flipping his vehicle. Right. Yeah. You already know people. You already
I probably thought I'm not gonna hide this one, so I'll better have another one.
Man, you.
I mean, three times the legal speed limit. Three times the legal speed limit? That's a lot of alcohol.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I mean, I guess he figured, fuck it. I mean, I'm already going for DUI. I might as well go for that. Go for, you know what I'm saying? For the super DUI, you know? Fuck it. I didn't get but I'm saying now that three times over the limit. Now there's no telling how many beers he sucked down while he was overturned. Yeah, you know, they say one beer. That's probably that's what y'all caught him opening. That motherfucker probably, you know, cracked about four, five beers and shit. You know, while he been sitting there overturned, laughing to himself, drunk and laughing. Fucking drink another one. At least I would. You know what I'm saying? Putting myself in that situation, I'd probably still be drinking or smoking marijuana because I know they're going to find a pound of weed in the back anyways. I might as well smoke it on up. Yeah. I'd probably be eating weed too. Y'all be like, why is he eating the weed? Because I know once I go to jail, all that shit's going to kick in. And oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'm going to be feeling pretty good. I'm going to be feeling pretty good. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be feeling pretty good, yeah. Well, it was a pound of reefer, but we only found a little over a quarter pound. Like, don't know where the rest of that went.
We only found an ounce. Where did the rest of the weed go?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
I'll be eating ass.
Hey, we found nothing but smelly shit in green.
Yeah, like, hey, and you go to jail and shit, you got to report to the damn infirmary and shit. Like, my shit coming out green, sir. I don't know what's wrong. Your feces has tested positive for marijuana, sir. That's another charge.
sir, we detected a little bit of feces in the marijuana.
Damn. All right, people. Got you two more, man. Let's go on over here to Canada, where I have to read two other of these. You know, the G8. You know what I'm saying? Obama, is interested in golf courses. Right. When U.S. President Barack Obama stepped off his helicopter in Huntsville, the first thing he said was, "You've got a lot of golf courses here, don't you?" Right.
Beginning to look after Bush.
Yeah. Well, they're all cousins, so hey.
Yeah.
One cousin after the other one. I told him we would really recommend and love it if you could come back here with Michelle and the kids at some point. As if he has time to do that. Right. You know it, huh?
And Barack Obama is a man of his word. Barack Obama plays golf.
Is a man.
Barack Obama. What's that? Read it. Well,
is human. He sleeps around. He smokes cigarettes, and he plays golf. That's an American president. Now, if he would have came out on that campaign, I would have voted for him a lot better. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, I cheat on my wife. I smoke weed. I'm trying to legalize marijuana. And, that's my platform.
Smelly, when he admitted that he smoked marijuana and said that not only did he inhale, but that was the whole purpose of it, and he did it frequently, he won about 80% of the vote right there.
Yeah, because they might have just knew that he was going to goddamn legalize marijuana. Like, fuck, there's the pothead in office. We got to vote for him. And why wouldn't you? You know what I'm saying? And why wouldn't you? All right, people. Last but not least, we're in You Know It, the UK. Countries clash in egg throwing contest.
The egg throwing contest.
Yeah. I'll be participating at that one with my frying pan. Teams from across the world. Yeah, I'm wondering what this is. Teams from across the world. Okay. Are competing in an egg throwing competition being hosted by a village in Lincolnshire for the fifth time. The championships are being held at Swanton near Slayford. Like, both of those names were standard. Where the German and English egg throwing rivalry is expected to attract the most attention. Other events include the egg relay and the egg trebuchet challenge. What the hell is a trebuchet?
No idea. Jackal?
No clue.
Alrighty then, let's give it a look-see. Yeah, search.
By the way, I hope they never get the supply of eggs mixed up, that they throw in the boil instead of the raw eggs.
Oh. That would be fucked up, boy, because what? Damn. Them shits hurt. Trebuchet is a single engine that was employed in the Middle Ages either to smash masonry walls, basically a catapult.
No shit.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah. Let's go to trebuchet.com, dedicated to the art of hurling. If anybody wants to be bored enough and check that out, hey, here's a link. Yeah.
I think I'm gonna be busy.
Yeah. Fuck it. I'm bored enough. Fucking check it out. Yeah, you guys should be bored enough too. There you go. Yeah. Check that out. Build your own kit today. Yeah. That looks cool. A catapult. That's all it is. Catapult. Catapult. And you can make your own medieval battering ram. Yeah, for $35. Right. I would like to see somebody nowadays building catapults and ramps.
I wonder what our house would look like. You would come in and there would all be catapults all over the place. Yeah, that might come in useful someday.
I'm ready for the war. The war about to pop off. You know what I'm saying? You know the war about to pop off, so I got to be ready. And the outlaw guns. You know, I got to get my catapults ready.
He might sound a little like this. Hey, man.
Yeah, for real. All right, people, we got to get the fuck up out of here, man. I'd like to thank y'all for tuning in to My Health, Your Health Monday. And always remember, people, if you got body odor, go and wash your ass. Damn.
Yes.
I mean, damn.
See y'all tomorrow, people.
You know? You know, that's real. Don't watch that. We'll get out of here on a little E More. Misunderstood. This is a little spoken word for you. You know what I'm saying? Prophet Jack Owl. Peace.
Love, peace.
Mr. Cyanide. Peace.
Have a great day. See you tomorrow, Smiley.
Oh, adios.
Chosen a few. See, baby, I'm a door by the mall, but I'm closer to you. But you, yo, you only come around when you feel you need it. And you won't talk to me unless I beg you to. So the ignorant man in me acts like a nigga that calls you cheating. And like any lover who's been scorned, baby, you bounce and give me time to contemplate my actions. You see, lack of appreciation dictates that you vacate my space. So I see you at the venue the next night, spending time with the next man. And it's like the two of you are laughing in my face. But he can't play with you the way that I do. And he don't stay up with you in the wee hours of the night, making sure you feel right. In other words, baby, what I'm saying is, he ain't me. But your attitude is like that dude from Amistad, you see. Every time I try to get close to you, you keep yelling out, give us free. So yeah, maybe it's time I moved on. Get back together with that hip-hop chick, or have a menage a trois with rhythm and blues and get my groove on, you see. Your rights don't make me wrong. And 16 bars don't make a hot song. And regardless of all the stress and BS that you put me through, baby, with you, it's where I feel I belong. So for the next hour or two, I'm gonna sit here and make love to this bottle of Henny in the hope that you come back to me. See, baby, real, recognize real, and even a blind man can see that I can't do this without you. So today and every day, I'm gonna say that I love every single thing about you. See, baby, when you speak, I get weak. And when we make love between the sheets, our passion gives hope to any lonely soul who needs it. To each and everyone within earshot who receives it, believe it, this is true. Baby, you need me just like I need you. See, this ain't a Bobby and Whitney type thing. This is a Malcolm and Betty Shabazz type thing. This is a Martin or Greta Scott King type thing. See, what we have here ain't puppy love and can't be described as just some silly fling. See, baby, I'm in love with the lust that is you because you allow me to do what I love to do. And I understand that I'm not your only man. And I heard that you had a couple of chicks on the side too. So I just wait for your call to wake me up in the middle of the night so I can dictate, recreate, and recite another part of my life. And if I could marry you, baby, I'd make you my wife. But I can't. And we've been playing this silly game for just a long while. So I see you at the venue the next night. And with a smile trying to shine on the mic, I'll just smile and introduce the world to our love child. Misunderstood. 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 Misunderstood.
Misunderstood. And have everybody's in place.